entertainment news with Gunners and Ali.
A new Lion King trailer has dropped, featuring Seth Rogen as Pumbaa and Billy Eichner as Timon, singing a little bit of Hakuna Matata.
Hakuna Matata, Hakuna Matata, Hakuna.
It's our problem-free philosophy. Hakuna Matata.
Oh, yeah. And Donald Glover, who is playing Simba, also talked about how amazing the creative level has been.
This has been a really incredible experience. I've never seen anything made this way before. The level of care where everybody knows how much it means and everybody's that invested.
Lion King hit cinemas 17th of July.
Miley Cyrus has dropped an explicit new music video for her latest single, Mother's Daughter. The first half of the video shows Cyrus writhing around in a red latex catsuit and high-heeled boots. Other scenes feature a mother breastfeeding her baby, a woman posing nude on a couch, and a cameo from Trisha Cyrus, Miley's mum. There you go.
So I heard through the GQ grapevine, Gunners, that Brad Pitt is basically quitting acting.
He's so not.
Well, he opened up to GQ and said he's retreating from acting and focusing more and more on the production side of things. He said, when it comes to acting, I keep doing less and less. I really believe that overall, it's a younger man's game. Not that there aren't substantial parts for older characters. I just feel the game itself, it'll move on naturally. There'll be a natural selection to it all. I could be a dinosaur, not even not, man. That's what he said in his interview. Brad Pitt, there's always room for you on our silver screen.
90s/noughties band Blink-182 have dropped a new single called Happy Days, which is the third single from their upcoming album. Check it out.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. The TV show from the 70s, was it?
Yep.
And you're going to love this one. Kim Kardashian has insulted a whole country with her latest shapewear collection. She's tried to trademark the word kimono, which is well known to be a garment and a huge part of the Japanese culture.
What an idiot.
Now, since the backlash, Kim has said, after careful thought and consideration, I'll be launching it under a new name. But too late, Gunners, because Japanese patent officials are already on the way to have a chat with her. Apparently, Japan's trade minister has said the kimono belongs to Japan, not to Kim Kardashian West's shapewear brand.
And the UGG, as in UGG boot, can't be trademarked either, America.
Yeah, stay away from our merch.
I've got some news for you.
Entertainment news with Gunners and Ali.
91.7 The Wave.